read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
This is the Sean Salisbury Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
Most famous jingle or tune of all time. That is the Harlem Globetrotters theme song. And we're fortunate as we are about every, what would we say, when's the last time? It's about 6 months ago? We had 9 months ago, 7 months ago?
Bull Bullard?
Yeah.
Oh, he rocked. He was able to spin a basketball on my Lee Press on nail.
Yep. You have Lee Press on.
I do.
Nice.
And
nice.
They were longer, too. Well, and we had that thing going for like a minute.
Yeah, so we have an incredible relationship with the Harlem Globetrotters, as does the world. And we're joined now by Zeus McClurkin. And no, this isn't the real Zeus from Greek mythology, but he may be able to dunk and do all those fun trick shots and do that and be a little more magical than Zeus. Zeus, welcome in with Robin and Brian and Adam, Ron Culver. I'm Sean Salisbury. Great to have you on, man.
Thanks, everybody, for having me. I appreciate it.
We got his mic on? Turn that thing up. Is it up?
What up, Zeus? Test one, test three. Hello?
There you go. All right. So it's great to have you on. And when a guy walks in the studio and I'm about 3 inches shorter than him, I know we've got a big dude in the studio. You know, I was, first of all, why this? Why the Harlem Globetrotters? Man, you guys are, I mean, for years, since I was a kid and long before that, and a very dear friend of mine was a man who used to own the Harlem Globetrotters, involved Manny Jackson, one of my business mentors growing up in Minneapolis. Love him. And so I've been a Harlem Globetrotter fan forever, but why? When did you wake up thinking, this is what I got to do?
When I was younger, I'd never heard about the Globetrotters before. They actually kind of missed a generation in my generation. So I saw them on Scooby-Doo, but I didn't think it was a real team. You know, I saw Batman on Scooby-Doo, and that's not a real person. So I was like, these guys aren't real. But I always wanted to play professional sports. I didn't care what the sport was, and I didn't care what the team was. And younger growing up, basketball was the only sport that kind of eluded me. I wasn't very good at it. People said I was too nice, and they said I smiled too much. I had one guy tell me one time, he said, all you do is smile and dunk, and that's all you like to do.
Well, you're Dwight Howard.
And today that's what I get paid to do, just like Dwight. And they said I smiled too much, but the Globetrotters are known for, you know, putting smiles on people's faces everywhere that we go. So with the Globetrotters, I get a chance, Sean, to be myself.
Right.
You know, I don't got to conform and be that mean person, have that killer instinct and that demonstrative demeanor that people say you got to have to make it in sports today. I didn't need that.
Well, people love you guys, not only on the state side, but globally. You're all over the transfer. And to make the team, the competition is ridiculous. But I find it interesting, your background, your story, you were talking about not very good. You were cut from about every basketball team in high school, when junior high school, and then around your sophomore, junior year started coming to your own. So what prompted you to say, you know what? I mean, that would normally leave a bitter taste saying, you know what? I hate basketball.
Definitely.
Why'd you stick with it?
It was all the people telling me I wasn't going to make it. Everybody saying how bad I was and how this wasn't going to work out for me. Actually, my 10th grade year, it was after getting cut 4 times in a row, I had a growth spurt. So God intervened, too, and I ended up growing 5 inches over the summer. By the way, for the kids, if you guys want to be tall, the secret is drink a lot of milk and always listen to your parents and teachers. I tell everybody that. That's what I did. And I'm 6'8" today. And stay away from coffee, too. I think coffee stunts your growth. But I finally grew, and my coaches and teammates gave me that push because they didn't want me to make the team. And I just felt like I had to prove them wrong. And that pushed me to the next level.
And North Carolina A&T later, right?
North Carolina A&T, graduated from there. And then I played overseas for a little bit in South America and Paraguay. Decided that wasn't the route I wanted to go. They wanted me to score 30 points a game, grab 15 rebounds, which I was doing. But I didn't like what it was doing to my body at the time. And basketball wasn't fun. So a teammate of mine told me about this team called the Washington Generals, and that's the team that famously loses to the Harlem Globetrotters. So I played for them for 1 season, and that was when I learned about who the Globetrotters were, and I fell in love.
Said I want to be on the team that always wins as opposed to loses.
They got tired of me dunking on them as a general and signed me over.
And Robin, I know you got some stuff, and Brian to chime in. For me, we're being joined by Zeus McClurkin. He's the 6'8" trick shot dunker, trick shot guy of the Harlem Globetrotters, and there's a lot of great players and the traveling and making people globally happy, and you guys are in town this weekend, I believe, and we'll set those dates and where you can get tickets in a second. But Who was your basketball? You said you didn't know about the Globetrotters. Did you have a basketball hero? Said that's my man growing up.
Oh, growing up, my brother was my biggest inspiration, and his favorite basketball player was Jason Kidd. So vicariously through my brother, Jason Kidd, the walking triple double was one of my favorite basketball.
He's
players.
Available to train you now.
He just got fired. That's lost
wrong.
His job
right?
yesterday.
That's too soon. Too soon. Hell of a player though. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Zeus, I see that you are a Guinness World Record holder for
yes.
the most slam dunks in 1 minute with 16. That's really impressive. So my co-host Brian over here is about $1.60. Soaking wet. He says he's 5'10". He's probably more like 5'9". If you had to like give him, if you give him like something that he could be a Guinness record holder, and what would it be?
Getting dunked on.
My other record is I actually have two. So my other one is the most bounced three pointers.
Yeah,
one minute.
I saw that.
I only tried that one time and I was able to get it. So
that's
still,
awesome.
Still available.
So when you say bounce, you bounce it and shoot it. And how many of them?
You bounce it behind the NBA 3-point line. I made 5 in 1 minute. And that was in my first attempt. So you know, if you still want to try that,
so like, how hard do you bounce it? And where do you bounce it at? Does it hit like the free throw line?
Basketball is right beside you, and it's right behind the NBA 3-point line. So you know, it's pretty far away. And
yeah.
There you go, Brian.
Each basketball will have different air in it.
How many dunks in a minute?
16. And then he has to run back too. It's not just dunk.
Oh, so you got
to
go back and
yes.
run and dunk
the free throw line.
16, Sean.
Only one
I was watching the movie Escape from LA last night with Snake Plissken. You know, where he had to keep alive and he had to shoot. He had to make 10 points end to end before they took him out and shot him. I'm being serious, and it's just so funny. I could picture you running up and down, dunking, putting, get the ball back, go back out, get a running start, and dunking. That's a lot of dunks in 60 seconds, my friend.
Yep, and that video is available online at HarlemGlobetrotters.com. You can look at it on our Facebook and our YouTube page, also where you can purchase tickets for the game.
That's awesome.
Hey, Zeus, I'm wondering, because we saw last week Chris Dunn on the Chicago Bulls. He held on to the rim too long, got caught up in there, came down, ripped open his lip, and lost a couple of teeth.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, when you guys are doing all these trick dunks, have you ever seen anybody get hurt doing these type of things?
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. Bull Bullard, who was here with you guys earlier this year, he did a crazy dunk in South America where he dunked the ball and held onto the rim a little bit too long, and the rim came crashing down. And it was spectacular because he was okay, and then the rim just had this glass that shattered all over the place. So it looked really cool, but he was safe afterwards, so that was the most important thing.
So how many hours a day do you put in? On when it's practice time, not just with the team, but on your own, to make. I mean, you know, I'm back to the days of Metal Arc Lemon and Curly Neal and stuff, and the slide and dribble, all these things that you guys do. That you know, maybe Steph Curry would be a good Harlem Globetrotter with his handle, or Kyrie Irving. But what do you? How often? How many hours do you put in?
Well, we're playing 320 games this year in 216 cities, and if you think about it, we're getting to each of the gyms about 2 hours before the game starts, and that's when the team goes through a practice. But outside of playing for the Harlem Globetrotters, when I go back home, you know, the best kept secret is the fact that I play basketball all the time because I love this sport. So, you know, Globetrotters don't know it yet, but I would play for free because this is so much
don't
fun.
Tell them that.
Oh, no, this isn't national or anything. They're not listening. But I would love, I mean, I just go to the gym and I can just get lost there. I was just telling somebody on Instagram, they were following me, and I was telling them how that's just a perfect place to have peace. You know, I just go to the gym, forget about all my problems. That's what people do when they come to our games. Forget your problems, come on inside and have a good time with us.
And Brian, an NBA player wants to take a couple days off for an 82-game schedule. They're going to play 8 million games globally this year with all that travel.
Yeah, 300, what did you say, 300 games?
320 games in about 218 cities. Now, that's spread out between three different units. We got 30 people on the team total. Each individual player will only play about 189 games.
Only. Yeah.
So what's like your signature? What's your signature move?
I'm on the team for my looks. And my dunks. So my favorite dunk is the Rock the Cradle dunk. You know, Michael Jordan's Rock the Cradle. That's my favorite one to do because nobody does that dunk anymore. So.
Yeah, which used to be the dunk.
Yep.
Is now one of we've forgotten about the Rock the Cradle.
Yeah, everybody wants to go between the legs.
Have you ever had a dunk in a game on somebody who tried to defend you at any level, whether it's Harlem Globetrotters, and you yourself shocked what you did in motion by dunking on somebody with where it's like, oh my gosh, I pulled that off.
Yes.
Do you remember the? I mean, it's probably happened more than once. Is there one that sticks out?
The day after I got out of my cast for breaking my fifth metatarsal, it's called a Jones fracture. I broke my foot. The first day out of my cast, I was not supposed to be playing basketball, but that day I dunked on a 7'2" guy in basketball practice at college in North Carolina A&T, and it was a open gym for me to try to get on the team. I was a walk-on on the team, and I dunked on this guy, and the whole gym shut down both sides of the open gym, and it was cool.
That's awesome. Okay, where can we get tickets now for this weekend and the dates and the times?
All right, no problem. So we're going to be playing at NRG Arena. That is this Friday at 7 o'clock and this Saturday at 2 o'clock. And tickets are available at HarlemGlobetrotters.com. But not just here in Texas. You guys can come to any of our games. We're in the middle of our 2018 Great Feats of Basketball, Amazing Feats of Basketball World Tour, where you guys are going to see some amazing things. Just go to online to our website and grab tickets for the game.
Robin, you got something else for them?
Yeah, I mean, of all the cities and countries you've been to, is there your favorite or a most memorable?
Let me see. Besides Houston, one of the coolest places I've ever been is Israel. I got a chance to walk the streets of Jerusalem, and I'm a minister at my church, so that place holds a lot of history for me, and that had to be a moving
spiritual experience.
Definitely. We went on Easter Day, too, and just the respect and reverence that everybody had over there, that was very special for me.
So when did you become a preacher?
I've been
a reverend or a preacher?
A minister.
Okay, minister. Right.
So, yeah, I've been a minister for the last 10 years now. I'm 31. I became one at the age of 21.
That's awesome. Now, where's your home now?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And you have a master's in marketing. I mean, is there anything you don't do?
Nah, there's nothing.
Can you marry people as a minister? You can. You have the power to marry people, too.
I'm allowed to. Is this going on now?
Barrett?
What's going on?
No, I'm not engaged yet.
Oh.
Ryan Gosling has turned him down. That's his.
Rock.
I'm kidding. We always kid him because he loves Ryan Gosling and The Rock and
Justin Bieber.
He loves a lot of females. More females, though. But we always like to kid him that he'd marry The Rock if he let him. Yeah, yeah, Scarlett Johansson. There you go. Well, so Columbus, Ohio. So where's a city you haven't been to that you want to go to?
Hawaii. It's the last state I haven't.
Are you guys going to play? Will you play there?
We play there every year. But for the last 8 years, it has eluded my schedule. So.
Well, what about this year?
I'm hoping this year is going to be my year that I get to go.
Do you keep a journal?
Yes, actually, I do.
One of the biggest regrets in my life is I didn't keep a journal. Mm-hmm. I always tell people when they start young, keep a journal because all these travels and
well, you know, Instagram
moments,
is like a journal now.
Yeah, that's
so
a good point.
People keeping it through photos.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. Photo journal. You must love your teammates. You guys are spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
They're spectacular. Have you gained a lifelong friend from this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody on the team, this is a one-of-a-time experience. You know, college, playing basketball in college, I always will remember those teammates. But, you know, traveling the world with these guys, we're on the road 6 months out of the year together. You know, they become your family over time.
All right. Brian, you got anything else?
I'm.
What's your end game? Retire? I mean, you're 31, you said?
Yep.
And you see, you're obviously fresh-legged with major hops still.
Yeah, you guys good?
Yeah. So is there do you see in the future what's next? Obviously, you're always, as a minister, going to practice that. But is there something else down the road, basketball, front office, and how long you want to do this with the Globetrotters?
Oh, man, I wish I knew. I have no idea. Whatever comes for me, I'm ready for it. As a minister, there's a scripture that says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. So I know no matter what it is I'm doing in the next 5, 10, 15 years, it's going to be something that I'm going to enjoy and I'm going to be set.
Well, you're making a difference, not only obviously with the people at your church and in the community, but all over the world. Zeus McClurkin, he is the dunk specialist with Mad Hops. They're going to be play over 300 games in over 200 cities globally. They're on their amazing tour now, and again, they'll be playing two nights this weekend at NRG. Globetrotters.com?
HarlemGlobetrotters.com.
There you go. Get the tickets. You don't want to miss them. We've heard about the greatest show on turf. This is one of the greatest shows on earth, trust me, and it is unbelievable high wire act. Zeus, great having you on.
Thanks,
as always, we're fortunate. Every time one of you guys from the Harlem Globetrotters come on, you guys kind of enlighten us and tell us stories that are just pretty fascinating that we don't hear from anybody else. It's been awesome to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's the Sean Salisbury Show, the Harlem Globetrotters. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com and follow them all over the world if you like. Robin Carlin, Brian Barrett, Zeus McClurkin, and Adam Sager, along with Ron Culver. We'll continue on the Sean Salisbury Show, soon to welcome in our TV side, BN Sports, right here on SB Nation Radio.